was weird. Speaking of, this year I'm celebrating my 25th wedding anniversary in December, right? Wow. And I'm putting together a big thing. And
is this supposed to be a surprise?
No, it ain't gonna be no surprise. She know I'm gonna do something. She just don't know what I'm gonna do, but she know I'm gonna do something. So I'm putting together something.
Does your wife like surprises?
Yeah, I gave her a surprise 50th birthday party. She thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, it was a super surprise.
No, it wasn't super. No, I was out of town. No, you was out of town. She knew that she was gonna have a gathering. She didn't know it was gonna be a huge party.
No, a surprise is like they don't know.
Yeah, she didn't know it was gonna be a huge. No, you can't surprise my wife. She too nosy. It's
like if I,
she
if
too I, nosy. If she I got. Like if I she, super, she asked too many questions.
If I super surprised my wife, she would get mad. Yeah, because she'd be like, "What the fuck? My hair not done? You got these people?"
Yeah, all that. Yeah. No, she. Well, mine ain't gonna be super surprised because she asked too, like, you can't plan shit around her because she asked too many questions. Well, why did you have to go? I mean, what are you doing? Like, and she won't let it go. I be like, look, damn it, cousin, we having a party for you, okay? That's what we doing. We having a party for you.
They asked some damn questions, bro.
So, my thing is, in 28 years, I have never seen this woman do a number two. And I don't mean watch her. I mean, I've never known, like, she's hidden it from me for 28 years.
Your wife ain't never had a shit?
No. Man. What the fuck? That means I'm like, there's something wrong.
Means she still love and respect you.
She say I do. She say I do it all the time. I don't know when.
Man be taking the shit with the door open, telling me to put that chicken out. Throw that damn chicken out. Go down there and get that chicken out of that deep freezer with a sandal missing, 1 foot. Get that damn chicken out of that deep freezer.
I've talked to other dudes and been through that.
When we were first dating,
I'm like, how do you do this?
My wife never shitted a fart.
I'm like, how do you do this?
But once she knew she had me, shit.
Oh, no. Hell changed. No. Nah, my bro. It changed, bro. I mean, dude, 28 years going on. And I'm like, how you managed to pull that off?
It was 25 years.
Well, but we've been together 28.
Oh, you met her.
My daughter's 27. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my daughter's 27.
I met your kids so young.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter's 27.
She was 7 when I met her?
Probably. Yeah, my daughter's 27, 23,
20. I used to tickle 19. These kids.
Yeah. You can't tickle them now.
I know, that'll be creepy.
You tickle my daughters. Yeah, that's creepy. Tickle my son. He's 18. He's 19. He's gonna punch you.
What if I'm just aloof and I'm just like, you done beat the people.
Come here, let me tickle you.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, you ain't realize these kids are grown now.
Yeah, they're grown. Yeah, you be that creepy uncle. Like, hey, yo. Look at you all grown up. You know, whatever a man say that to.
Y'all want to wrestle?
You know, whenever a man say that to one of his friend kids, you know, that's creepy. Yeah, look at you all grown up. Look at you. How old are you now? How old are you now? I'm 23, nigga. fuck out of here, R. Kelly.
Dude, but yeah. Speaking of R. Kelly, I'm like a huge Elvis fan, dude.
Oh, man.
Like, I've been in this Elvis rabbit hole now for
what the hell Elvis got to do with R. Kelly? Well, Elvis was the R. Kelly of his day.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
So Elvis met Priscilla Presley when she was 14, dude.
Yeah. But this is in the 50s or the 40s.
Until she was 20.
Okay, this is in the 50s, wasn't it? Or the 40s? That was normal then.
In the damn 40s? That was in the 60s.
Okay, well, whatever. That was normal then. I told my daughter at my 19, I said, in 1950, it would have been normal for you to have 2 kids and a husband by now. You 19. It would have been normal for you to have 2 kids and a husband. That was normal. My godfather, he's... Seven,
a 14-year-old, bro?
He's 7 years older than my godmother.
I don't know how
he met her. They started dating when she was 14. He was 21.
Elvis was 24 dating a 14.
That's normal.
That's not normal.
In that day. In that day. It was still creepy. It was creepy, but it's still normal.
Because I think that's what pushed. I think they forced Elvis to marry her, or they would have came out with that and tore his career up.
Look, Jerry. Who's that? Who's the other one? Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
He had a young one, too.
How old was she?
Look at Karl Malone. Karl Malone got a 13-year-old pregnant when he was in college.
He sure did. And Karl Malone is a horrible
And
person.
He was able, he was, a, yeah, didn't meet the kid until the kid was, what, a teenager or something? And told him that he was too old for him to be his daddy?
Do you know
when he was a scumbag.
You know when he was playing in L.A. with Kobe on the team, he used to hit on Vanessa?
He's a scumbag.
Like,
Karl Malone skated.
Just disrespectful.
Karl Malone skated under the radar better than anybody. Like, people look at Deshaun Watson like he's a bad guy. Because he was, you know, getting dirty massages. And he's apparently, you know.
But wait a minute. Why? Like,
liquidated a woman's face without her consent. But I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. Because she was pulling on him?
Yeah. Well, his
I mean, how could he help how to chit shot out
no,
of him?
No, his thing. No, she didn't give him a happy ending. His thing was he would lay on his back and the flagpole was raised. And he, you know, liquidated her face. And I'm saying this because we got people in the room that's minors. But he liquidated her face without her permission. Now, I thought that was a bit, that was a stretch. Because I'm like, okay, we're men. We've all been in that position literally before.
I mean, he can't hear football play. He probably
but he,
shot
but
up. How can he help that?
She was saying that he didn't manipulate himself. That he just blasted off. Just from sheer excitement of being massaged.
Okay, so
I'm like, that's impressive.
But wait, it's nasty, that's almost like saying, if I get a massage and I fart, I can't help that my ass farted.
But you apparently, know? Apparently he would apparently what he was doing was he was manipulating the situation so that they would arouse him to the point where he could get himself off.
How was he manipulating?
I don't know, man. I don't know all the details, but apparently it's something to it because, you know, he got suspended for half a season and now they're trying to take the whole season away from him, which I think there's a lot worse people in the NFL than him.
Yeah,
to take like, a whole season gonna, away from gonna, him for...
You're going to penalize this man.
Because he got a fetish.
Just to get a massage?
He has a he has a massage fetish.
So he didn't want a tip or something? How long has this been going on?
Dude, it was all different. It was like 28, 29, 30 different women that he went to. It might have been, the number might have been higher than that, but he would go to all these different massage therapists, and his whole thing was to try to get to that happy ending, which is weird to me because I'm like, with the money you got, bro, just find you a couple of them that's with it and just pay them. Find you a couple, dude. Out of all the massage therapists in the world, a lot of them are willing to do whatever. Just pay them. Like, dudes just be doing stupid shit.
Like, yeah.
Just pay them. It's like dudes who get, like Marshawn Lynch.
But he was paying them for the massage, wasn't he?
Right, but he was paying random ones. He was just going to different ones all the time.
Oh.
Rather than getting you a nice little group of ones that was down. And pay them.
So look, when he offered him the money, he didn't let him know, like he wanted a little tug.
I guess part of the freakazoid in it was the surprise element, not letting them know or waiting until they halfway into it and saying, yeah, by the way, I want you,
you know. You know where he messed up?
Put your hand between my butt cheeks or whatever.
You know where he messed up? He didn't apologize when it was coming out. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't know.
Yeah, you got
but the girls, oh, but the last one, the girl who said that her face got liquidated, I was just trying to figure out the physics of that because I'm like, okay,
well,
in order, you had to be kind of close
unless he had a cannon on.
Unless
that boy got a bazooka.
Yeah, because I mean, come on, man. I said it don't work like that.
Sean Watson, AKA Spider-Man.
It don't work like that, man.
Wow.
Herb Gotti. This whole situation with Irv Gotti and Ashanti. Man, that is the... That's the most lame... This is the most lame thing I've seen a celebrity do this year. For Irv Gotti to air out Ashanti and say that he used to... You know, they was in a relationship. He was in love with her. They was, you know, they
wasn't
was doing
married
with
at the time he was in love
with her? Yeah. Yeah. And now, why are you putting all this out there now? First of all, if you are famous and you was somebody else famous, you ain't supposed to air it out like that, bro. You not supposed to air it out like that. That's lame. That is not a good look for you as a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't a good look. You ain't going to win coming out of that. And she ain't said nothing.
She shouldn't. I mean, he...
But, dude, you making yourself... And then he mad at Fat Joe for calling him out.
Bro, it's...
But bro, you lame.
20 years, bro.
But you look at Irv Gotti, you could tell he's the type dude that only could smash something like that because he was on. Like, yeah. If he wasn't on, he wasn't getting near that.
Yeah, and then he's very, you know, highly emotional. And I guess...
He ain't no damn Virgo.
No, he a Cancer.
Yeah, he ain't no damn Virgo.
He's a highly emotional he's
Virgo
Cancer,
going out
bro.
Like that.
Yeah, he... Like,
that's some whack that's some whack shit. Virgo men, let's just this lady says, from my experience, Virgo men are loyal, obsessively loving, but obsessively possessive, masculine, hardworking, emotionally and mentally supportive, leaders, but want all control until they've met their match, and have evil humor with hints of narcissism.
Yeah, that's very true. That is very, very
not
true.
Not one word of that is a lie.
Not a lie in that.
Not one, because I'm obsessive.
But I'm not.
And I'm possessive.
I don't think I'm possessive. You possessive?
Yeah, when it comes to my stuff, yeah. Yeah. I still don't like talk. Like, I don't like talking to my wife about, like, I don't want her to give me no details of what happened before me. I couldn't really handle that. Like, if she gave me details of
most men,
like, though. You know, Charlamagne told a famous story about his wife cheating on him when they was in college.
She found that dude was
She found out that dude was like had a Louisville Slugger going on, and she described the pain and the how she was able to handle
it. He had to get healing.
And I'm like,
that's
bruh,
what put him in the mental health.
I can't deal with that kind of honesty. Yeah, you can't be that honest with me. Bruh. Are you, man, let me tell you something.
I heard the Breakfast Club breaking up.
Yeah, I just read that this morning. Angela Yee's getting her own show, and they she said the Breakfast Club is officially over as you know it. So I don't know what that means, because I thought they just signed a new deal a couple of years ago.
They don't really need Angela Yee, I don't think.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I got a couple of people I wouldn't be surprised if they reached out to.
Yeah, because Angela Yee say the same thing in every interview.
So, Special K, I see that you work for Ricky Smiley. And
but in most...
Do you like to eat ass?
In most... Oh, whoa. Yeah, where'd that come from?
This is what she do.
But in most of those... in most of these radio situations like that, the woman is interchangeable. You can pretty much plug any chick in there.
Who do you think could take her place? They gonna probably put.
Wouldn't be surprised if they came after our my coworker, Eva. I wouldn't be surprised if they came after her.
Eva be a good.
She'll be a good fit. Good. She fits the demographic, and she has the national.
I think they do pretty
recognition.
V. I think they're gonna pull one of them social media people, Pretty V.
Yeah, but it's Pretty V. Is she got a big following though, right?
Huge.
Yeah,
she'll be good. Even Jess Lair.
They couldn't pay her enough.
You don't think so?
Not to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
See, people underestimate how difficult. I've been doing this shit 16 years. People underestimate how difficult it is, the discipline you have to do a morning show. You got to have some real, like, you got to be. It's hard to get somebody under 40 that can do that job. Because that discipline to go to bed at night, to get up every morning, to do what you got to do to get there.
Did you get up today to get up? For the radio?
Yeah.
At 4 a.m.?
I get up at like 4:30. Yeah.
But
and it's hard.
From 4 and when is it over? 11?
No. We don't work from now. The show started at 6. I try to get to the studio between 5:40 and 5:50. Mm-hmm. Then we start the show at 6 and then we off at 9:30. Mm. 9:35 to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got the rest of the day to play with, man. That's why I'm about to get me a job at FedEx. I got a lot of hours to fill in my day.
Have you been working out?
Give me
I'm
a
back
gig.
In the gym.
Man, I'm fat as hell.
Crazy, boy.
I'm fat. Dude.
You about to see the gun show, baby.
Yeah, how long you been working out?
I've been back at it about 6 weeks now.
I look terrible right now.
But it's an app I use, dude. It'll help you.
I got Dad Bod.
I mean, if you use that app, I go through this app, dude.
It's terrible.
I'm out in an hour.
I look awful.
Log everything. It's really
if I take out, like my wife don't have to worry about no infidelity, because there's no way I would let a strange woman that don't love me see this
like,
body right now.
You look like a penguin under the
I look like a small seal. I look like I look like a small teenage seal. When I take my shirt off, it's nothing good, bro. Nothing good. It's all bad, man. I got to get back in the gym. I stopped going to the gym when I did prior to when I had that tumor. I had that tumor in my head that I had to get took out, and I stopped going to the gym right before that because I wasn't feeling good. They said it was about size of a peach pit.
And if you wouldn't have got that done, you would have went blind.
Yeah, he said my vision was definitely in danger of being like.
So have you had any complications since?
I had bad sinus infection a couple weeks ago, and I'm still lingering a little bit because I'm still getting headaches. Like I got a headache right now. It's still lingering, but it was from the sinus infection. But I just finished the antibiotic, and he gave me some pills for the headaches.
When they moved that tumor,
yeah,
that was sitting right here,
right
behind
there, right there. Yeah.
Wow. So is it a space in there, or like it's a hole?
Nah, it's just your brain. He described it as a little patch.
Yeah.
That kind of just kind of, you know.
And they didn't have to, but that's good. They went all through the nose. They
yeah.
didn't have to open
went up through
the
there.
Nose.
They went up through there. I don't know what they did. I didn't want to know the detail. But, but bottom line, I ain't been back to the gym since. I was doing good, too, man. I was doing good.
Get back in there, bro.
I got to get back in there.
Because I think for me.
My wife said, look, I ain't going to be around here with no old fat man.
But for me, yeah, it's not even about necessarily the physical appearance. It's just about the commitment. And then when you go to the gym and you're pushing the weights off of you, running, you're doing all of that, you're just in the moment. And it's a way to meditate. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're breathing, and nothing matters but those weights in that moment. There's no other problem. There's no other outside problems in the world. Pushing up or you trying to lift your body up on the rack.
I get it. I just got to do it.
Yeah, bro.
I just got to do it because I'm just the longer you don't do it, the longer you not going to do it.
Bro, I know.
So when you get in there, I get in there after them first 2 weeks, I'm good.
I've been trying to go at like 5 a.m., dude.
But do you go work out by yourself?
Yeah.
See, because I was working out with a trainer, so I'm too embarrassed to go back to the gym with a trainer.
I got an app, dude. You see that app? It's called the workout app. And it just basically tells me what to do. So
yeah, where you get it from? Where you download it from?
At the Apple App Store. So see, week one, foundations. Week two, load. Three, right. Pre-peak. Four, peak.
So you stick to that. Five, and you out of there in an hour.
It tells me what to do. So I go through this.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on there, even if you don't know how to do it, it gives you video on how to do it.
Yeah, just shoot me that app.
Look, I'm able to log. Like if I start day four. So, you know, you log all your set and you keep going, dude. Yeah.
Mm. So you feel yourself.
And I work by myself.
So you go in there. Yeah, because that's kind of what I want to do. I'm just going to I found out I've been paying Planet Fitness $10 a month for the last 3 years. Because I never unenrolled.
Planet Fitness making a killing.
I never unenrolled. Like, they'll sign you up for $10 a month. And, of course, you go for 2-3 months and you forget. You move or whatever. You forget about that shit. I check my account. I did the Truebill thing, right?
Yeah.
And when I did Truebill, it showed me that, hey, man, you know, you're paying Planet Fitness $10 a month for the last 3 years. That's about $8,000, man. I ain't real good at math. That's a lot.
No, that's nowhere near
that. That's a lot.
Oh, your math.
That's a lot of money.
No, that's
$10 a month for 3 years. That's like
$360, bro.
Knock it off. Okay. 360, 8,000. It's a lot of money that I just been paying them. I'm just helping them pay their mortgage.
I want to tell anybody that's homeless, listen, there's no reason you to be homeless. Get you a Planet Fitness gym membership and move in. That's when the people see you just start working out. As soon as they look at you, you just be in there. You
know, I'm letting you know right now, I'm using that. On stage.
I've used that on stage.
I don't give a fuck. I'll do it in Seattle some goddamn
right
where. I'm using that shit. I'm using that shit. Just pay $10 a month. It's better than Section 8.
Shit, I'll be that motherfucker. Get you some other homeless men to train. I wouldn't leave Planet Fitness, boy. Plug my shit up, cook. What? Bruh.
$10 a month.
That's all you need. Nigga, I can panhandle. You can panhandle. If you panhandling, You going to be able to make them $10.
That might be the best joke I've heard you come up with. Aside from the one where you said about your wife, you and your wife, if y'all both died, and she comes to you in heaven thinking y'all still married.
Yeah, we friends.
And you say, look, that shit said, till death do we part. Hey, I'm about to go get on these hoes.
Look, I'll pull out the paper. Look, I'll pull out the papers on them where it says.
It said till death do his part. We both died. So guess what? Oh my God, man. Speaking of death, look, this is gonna take a horrible turn. Yeah. Did you see the video from that crash in California the other day?
Sad, bro.
Holy shit.
That woman ain't gonna
And they said a woman she didn't die. It was a 40-year-old nurse that just went 100 miles an hour into a busy intersection. Slauson in La Cienega, which is in the heart of L.A. They say she had been drinking and had an argument with her boyfriend.
And the D.A. in L.A. is saying...
They charged her with murder.
But the D.A. saying there's no proof of she was drinking. I mean, they letting L.A. run rampant. They just trying not to lock up no black people. If you black, they don't want nobody black going to jail.
Why?
Because of... California's a very progressive, liberal state.
Oh, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
Bro, people are pillaging. People getting robbed.
That's ridiculous, man.
You can go into Walgreens. As long as you don't steal over $900 worth of stuff, you're not going to jail. And anybody
take to jail. I need to move to California, shit.
The DA is so weak that they out of jail before they even process them, man. It's sad.
I need to move to California.
Yeah, for real.
But, you know, Walmart don't prosecute you under... I think the Walmart don't prosecute you under $5. Like, if you steal something for under $5, they don't prosecute for shoplifting.
No.
So basically, they're saying everything $5 and under is free, which is cool.
Well, shit, I'm gonna come in, that bitch.
You walk in there and grab your shit.
Hey, I'm gonna get it under $5, go to the car, come back, and keep going.
Now, you know me and you don't agree on her too much politically. Because you on one side of the spectrum, I'm on the other side.
So I don't even think I'm necessarily...
And I don't want to get deep into politics.
Okay.
But I want to say this. I pulled this off of something. Oh, I pulled this off Snoop Dogg page a couple weeks ago. Okay. Where he talked about Biden attempting to recreate the 94 crime bill. It put over 1 million black men in prison. I had an issue with that sentence right there. I had an issue with that sentence. Because you know what put 1 million niggas in prison?
Niggas.
1 million niggas doing crime.
Exactly.
Because, like, I don't remember a time in America where the authority was just walking down the street randomly snatching black men.
Yeah, like, bro, it got ridiculous. That 94 crime bill was necessary, dude. They was carjacking in L.A. Bro, it was crazy.
Man, come on. Come on.
People getting robbed, killed, pillaged.
I'm like, come on, man.
I grew up in the hood. The gangs ran the communities.
Because, you know, that was the big thing when Kamala Harris was nominated for vice president. They said, she put all these black men in prison. No, 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 no. Black men put black men in prison. Now, they might have got in prison longer than white people. Now, I will tell you this. There is disparity in sentencing for white defendants and black defendants. Across the board, overall. A white juvenile offender is more likely to get a probationary sentence than incarcerated.
But here's my thing, right?
But
if we have this information,
right,
and we know this,
don't do crime.
Don't do the crime.
Yeah, don't rob. Simple? Don't rob.
Just don't do it. Yeah, you're gonna get more time as a black person. Okay. Well, that should give you more incentive to say, I'm not gonna do this. It shouldn't give you incentive to say, I'm gonna do the crime because I want fair treatment and punishment of doing crime.
And that's where they lose me at. Nah. That's where they lose me at. Nah. And I'm speaking from a black man that's been in the system.
Yes, he has.
So, and every guy I was locked up with was guilty. We all guilty.
Right, but they'll focus on one
person. You know what most black men in prison are guilty of?
What?
That bullshit.
That's
hilarious. Yeah. When you ask them what... It's called, it's either that bullshit or some bullshit. Because as soon as you ask them, hey, man, what got you jammed up? Bro, it was some bullshit. Nah, it wasn't no bullshit, nigga. You did some shit.
That is hilarious.
It ain't a nigga in jail
bro,
that didn't do nothing.
Dude.
That pastor in New York who just got robbed.
Yeah.
The one who got robbed with all the jewelry and stuff.
Yeah.
He wants to come on the morning show and be a guest. I voted no because I said, if I'm not able to say what I want to say to this nigga, I'm not going to be kind to this nigga.
Why they want him to come on?
He wants to come on. His people are trying to get him on the show because he's trying to milk this little 15 minutes of fame for all he can get. He's trying to milk. He's trying to get his name out there. He's trying to trend. He wants to be talked about so he can sell his shit. But I heard him on Tasha K program. This nigga straight hustler, bro. He's an ex-con that came out and became a bishop, right? He got jammed up on some PPP fraud loan.
Who made him a bishop? Do they vote?
Nigga, you make yourself a bishop.
You just say you a bishop.
Nigga, it's 2022. You make your nigga. I could walk out of here right now and say I'm Bishop Douglas.
Hold on, I want to Google the word bishop. I want to do.
You can call yourself, dude. If a man can call himself a woman, you think you can't call yourself a bishop?
Let me see.
I can identify as a bishop if I want to.
What does being a bishop mean?
Yeah, what is it? What's the definition
of a bishop? A bishop is a religious authority figure in some Christian churches. In many churches, a bishop ordains or appoints ministers and priests. In Christian traditions ranging from Roman Catholic to Lutheran, bishops play an important role in church oversight. And, number one, bishop of now, a senior member of the Christian clergy, usually in charge of a diocese and empowered to confer holy orders. About 100 church members joined the Bishop of Mississippi. Nah, this.
You can call yourself a bishop. Print you. You don't make you a bishop. Business cards. Print you up some business cards. Hey, I'm Bishop so and so. I'm Bishop so and so. But my thing is,
Bishop Walker.
Dude tried to say that when he got jammed up on his Fed case, that the U.S. attorney made up evidence against him. Said that he applied for all these PPP type loans and that he was, all of them were turned down. He never got any money from them and they were able to fraudulently put together a case against him for the loans. Like, bro, that's like saying I went to rob the bank. The money bag exploded, so I left with no money. So they still charged me with bank robbery. Okay, you gave the teller a note. You put the gun in her face. Nigga, you robbed the bank. I don't care if you didn't get a dollar. You still robbed the bank. But he came off as such a shiesty, shady dude. And I'm like, bruh.
It's the gig is up on that guy, man.
It's like people, man, people.
Bro, and then being the pastor, a lot of these churches is just a big form of entertainment, man.
Look at this nigga. Look at this dude.
That is crazy.
Who he look like? He look like somebody. Who he look like?
He look like.
And then you got on that.
He look like Rollo Goon.
Come on, man. I wouldn't trust him. Bro, I don't trust you. Look, I'm looking at you. I don't trust you. You got on a Fendi belt, a Fendi blazer, and a Fendi collar shirt. Two big. Man, get your ass out of here.
That is crazy.
Show ass he's out of here, hustling, and then you got Trey.
But he got a lot of things. He scammed a lot of people out of some money.
Yeah, they saying this one lady saying that he took $100,000 of her savings because he told her he was going to get her a house. So her life savings. She's 56 years old. Gave him her life savings because he was doing real estate or whatever and was going to get her a house. I'm like, first of all, sis, you 56. You supposed to know better. I ain't giving a nut. If Jesus Christ himself with the Jesus robe came down and said, give me $100,000.
Know what it is with black people, and let me tell you something. Black
I could hear harps playing in the background.
When you see a brother, just because a brother got on a suit and he's in front of a whiteboard with a marker, that don't mean you're supposed to give him your money. Because that's what they do. They be on these YouTubes. Let me show y'all how to make money. No money down, no job, nothing. I just bought a 256-unit apartment building. Let me show you how I did it.
And then start writing. Oh, that's TikTok. Like, that's TikTok all day.
Bro, what
they all over TikTok.
Like
they all over TikTok. Swipe left. Swipe left for
e-book.
More detail. Yeah, like, come on, man.
Crazy,
fuck out of here. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm going to show you how to buy a house with no money down, no credit.
Nothing.
No driver's license.
You don't need
I'm going to show you how to buy a house with no money down, and you can flip it and triple your investment. Wait a minute, you ain't invested shit. How is this going to happen? Please explain to me what's the first step in this process that I'm going to buy this property, no money down, a 500 credit score, and no job. How is this going to happen? Who going to approve this loan for me to purchase this home?
Well, for me
to flip it within 30 days?
Well, I think a big portion of the scam is if you get enough suckers, you'll have suckers with good credit. So then you can falsify documents and things of that nature to show proof of income. And then you can make yourself an owner of the house, use their credit, and then get away with the equity or whatever. You just got them. Like, it's
speaking of TikTok, tell me if this is what this says about me. I'm bothered by the fact that when I go on TikTok now, I used to see a lot of videos of these girls dancing.
Yeah.
A lot of them were younger.
Right.
And when I like would go onto their profile, I would see that, oh damn, she's 17. Like, I don't see these no more. Like, did the algorithm save me from myself? Yeah. Like, what happened?
I hope it did. Are you trying to tell us something here?
No, I just noticed I don't see these TikToks no more.
Yeah, I hope that.
Now I be seeing niggas getting beat up by the police and all kind of shit. I'm like, where the dancing girls
TikTok
at?
TikTok is really interesting.
Because some of them was grown. Some of them used to be like nurses, you know, to be like the nurse on there doing her little thing with her little scrubs on, and she be real fine, and she turned to the side and do that thing.
Yeah.
But then some of them would be, you know, some of them you go onto their profile and be like, wait a minute.
But now TikTok is just, I don't know what it is. But it's interesting. You can learn how to do stuff fast on there. I'll follow a man.
See, like, look at that. Is she white? She look good from the front. I bet she turned to the side. She ain't got no ass.
I follow a mathematician on there to teach how to do math fast. Like, what's 26% of 50? 26% of 50.
It's like 12.
No, it's 13.
Okay.
This is how you come up with it.
Well, I know 25% of 50 is $12.50.
No.
$12.50.
When somebody said, what's 26% of 50? It's the same thing as saying, what's 50% of 26, which is 13.
Okay. I ain't good at that stuff.
Remember that.
Nah, why?
You heard that, brother?
Ain't nobody.
Well, look, this has been an episode of Two Virgos and a Mic. This is the first time back.
Just a bunch of random shit.
Thank you.
Just a bunch of random.
Right.
Thoughts and ideas. Thank you to the producers.
My son, he was a producer today.
There you go. Good job, Prince.
Good job.
You sat there and you didn't make no noise. You have been well trained.
Excellent job.
Awesome. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Two Virgos of Bike. I'm LeVar Walker.
I'm K. Douglas.
K. Doug. You not going by Special K on this?
No. I'm Special K on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Just say your name is Carl.
Special.
Just say Carl.
Carl Douglas. Yeah. It's Carl with a K. Okay. Yeah, follow me on Instagram at SpecialK913. Follow me on Facebook at K Douglas Comedian.
That's right. We out.
Peace.